All right, we're here with Cole Seely. Cole, you're out here in a sweatshirt, man. It's cold.
Yeah, I got my thermal thing on underneath, so we're good. But yeah, this is a little different than Southern California. You know, just casual 30 degrees out here, just hanging out.
Dude, take us throughout your night, man. Third place coming into the weekend, man. I mean, was this what you're expecting? I mean, a great ride.
Yeah, it's hard to say if that's what I expected. It's I've had some good rides on the 450. I really enjoy riding the bike, but I've only had 2 days on it this week. So, you know, I got the call on Monday to see if I wanted to ride, and jumped on the opportunity. Rode Tuesday, Wednesday, and the storm came Thursday in Southern California. So, good job, man. Hadn't had a lot of time on it, but feel really good on it.
How many more rounds are you gonna do? Have they told you, or is it kind of just play it by ear?
It's kind of up in the air. Yeah, like you said, play it by ear. Dan Bentley from Honda, he called me and he's like, we just want you to have fun, you know. We don't have a guy on our bike this week, and you know, you ride the 450 really well, so why don't you come ride for us and have some fun? So that took some pressure off of my shoulders for sure. Not, you know, getting any pressure from them, but at the same time, I put enough on myself as is. I always expect the best out of myself, and especially with how hard I've worked in this preseason. So I know I've got the talent, and now I'm, you know, working for, you know, the physical side of things. You know, the strength and the endurance. So with that in my back pocket, it definitely gives me a lot more confidence going into rounds like this.
How cool is it for Troy and crew to, you know, allow you to, you know, come out of their contract and take an opportunity like this?
Yeah, it's awesome. This is the third time I've done it, so every time I get to do it, you know, I really got to take my hat off to those guys. It's you know, a lot of sponsors kind of have to step down and let me do that. You know, like Red Bull, you know, Lucas Oil itself, that's our title sponsor. And, you know, Troy's stoked because I'm still wearing his gear, but all these other sponsors, you know, that make our team have to, you know, give us the okay. And you know, obviously we have to run it by them first, and they're, you know, like, yeah, for sure. Just, you know, we want good results, and, you know, I think everyone knows, you know, I come from that team, so, you know, it all translates back to them too. So it's definitely some good synergy going on.
All right, man, can you take us a little throughout your main event? I mean, third place, man, you got off to a pretty good start, and looked like you just rode some really consistent laps out there.
Yeah, I just tried to stay consistent, like you said, and be solid. I think tonight was really about who made the least amount of mistakes. It was, you know, the track was changing so much. I felt myself, like, every three laps or four laps or whatever, I'd try and change my lines just because I'd get a good line and it would last for, like I said, three or four laps, and then come around and it's too deep or too bumpy or something's going on that kind of threw me off, and just have to change my lines. And that was a really hard thing to race with out there. You know, these guys, 450 guys, go so fast for so many laps, but it feels good to know that I can run with them, and you know, to get the thing on the box is just a huge bonus and a huge plus for me.
How often do you ride ruts that gnarly?
Never, ever. It was actually funny because me and Wilson were talking about it. Like, we're like, man, this is nothing like a West Coast round. We're a bit out of our element here, but you know, it's cool for, I think, both of us to get the experience before we go back to the West Coast.
For sure. Next weekend, Daytona. I'm assuming you're going to be there. Hopefully.
Yeah.
It's got to be a pretty good warm up for Daytona. Have you ever ridden Daytona before?
I've ridden Daytona once in 2012 for this team, and it was a mud fest. It was complete and total just downpour before the race. It actually stopped before the race and made it worse because the mud would stick to you. And it was crazy. But we're you know, hopefully there's no rain. You never know with Daytona, but hopefully the rain stays away and we can get a dry race out of this thing, because I love the whole legendary racetrack at Daytona. It's a really cool atmosphere, you know. It's a Honda puts on the event, and it's cool to be out there racing with those guys on such a legendary track.
Now I'm pumped. Next weekend should be my first Daytona. I've never been to the track, so like you said, all the history stuff there, man. And it's going to be a little bit warmer, so I'm pretty pumped on that. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, I think everyone's going to be pumped on a little, you know. Even if it's 40 degrees in Daytona, we'd be pumped. You know, this 30 degree stuff's tough.
You're gonna be warm clothes, huh?
Yeah, you got Patagonia on underneath this thing.
Too sick to ride next weekend.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, hey, man, we'll get you out of the cold. Thanks again, and congrats.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. My hand's freezing.